Aren't you tired of giving back profits to the market? You need a trading process that provides you with a leading market condition analysis so you can recognize the tops and the bottoms in your portfolio. Technotrader has been helping traders achieve their profit targets for more than 24 years with a complete trading methodology that you won't find anywhere else. Check out the new online trading courses at technotrader.courses.
Hi, everyone. Today, we're going to talk about Forex. A lot of retail investors and traders are fascinated with Forex. They hear about the big money and the easy profits and the fact that you can trade it 24/7 and all of these other things that are promoted by those who make money from the retail crowd. And they think that this is a way to get rich quick. The sad reality is that the majority of retail traders who attempt to trade Forex do not have sufficient experience in trading overall and lose their capital very quickly. There are very few retail Forex traders that are actually successful. Most lose everything they have very quickly because they don't understand currencies and they don't realize the true activity that's going on and where they are in relation to everything else that is going on in the Forex market. So today we're going to explain the Forex market, what it really is, and where retail traders come into play, and the dangers and risks involved in this. Whenever you're going to trade any kind of instruments, you need to be certain that you understand the risk versus the true profit potential. You need to understand all the rules and all of the activity and who you're trading with and who you're trading against and where you are in that market. Most of the time, people could make good money in different instruments, but they don't understand it. They just rush to start trading without enough knowledge. Just taking a weekend seminar on Forex or reading a few things from your online broker about Forex is not enough. These are very complex markets, and they have a lot of different things that you need to understand before you ever start trading. So please, do not get caught up in the hype. A lot of people get very angry when they lose their capital base trading various market instruments or Forex, and they really have to think about, did they plan and prepare? Did they understand fully the risks they were taking? And I would say that 100% of the time, they don't. First of all, you have to understand that the Forex is a several-tier market. There are areas that the retail trader is not allowed. In fact, the retail trading is completely separate from the Forex market that the banks trade on. The foreign currency exchange is for the big banks, international and central banks of the world. And the banks move huge amounts of money around, multiple millions of dollars, back and forth, and they often use dealers. This area of the market is unavailable, and you can't see the activity of this market whatsoever. This is called the interbank foreign exchange. No one is allowed in there. You have no access to the information, and you have no idea what the pricing structure is. It is not allowed. It is a very, very dark, unlit market, and you will never have access to it. The big banks will never allow it. This is where most of the transactions of currencies occur and how the currency values are established. You do not have access to it. So if somebody says you do, or they can show you what the big banks are doing, they are lying to you. And run as fast as you can from that company or individual. The second tier is the sovereign nations of the world have to exchange money from time to time. There has to be currency flowing between the different countries. And this occurs on a regular basis. And this also is not an area that you have access to or any information what's going on whatsoever. Another tier of the Forex market is the corporations. The corporations who are globally based or buy and sell products around the world have to exchange currencies. And they do this through the foreign exchange. Also, payrolls are done through the foreign exchange, converting from one currency to another and establishing the payroll costs and so on for the corporation through many channels of the foreign exchange. So there is a lot of things that go on that move the currencies of the world around and reestablish and balance the values between currencies based on economies, based on conditions and situations that are happening in that country, between other countries and relations. And when we're talking about Forex in the U.S., we're talking about the dollar versus this currency or the dollar versus that currency. So it's the dollar versus euro, the dollar versus the yen, and so on and so forth. And you are buying and selling at the same time. And that's something that you have to learn as well. And this is complicated. It's complicated by the economics. It's complicated by the politics. It's complicated by the wars and the strife. It's complicated by the corporations involved in transactions around the world. And it is complicated by the big banks and what they're doing, none of which you have access to. You are on the outside. And the Forex market is really a market strictly for big banks, corporations, sovereign entities, countries, and big dealers moving money around. In the past decade or so, Forex became available to retail traders. And what this is you're not in the Forex market. Your online broker trades against you. A lot of times the stock market is thought of as a casino or a place of gambling. It's not, because it's not you against one entity. It is not you against just one casino head or whatever. What it is it's an auction via exchanges and other venues where buyers come to buy and sellers come to sell, and your transaction, your order, could be processed anywhere at any time via the huge network of activity on the stock market. There is no casino-like aspect in the stock market. However, in Forex, that's precisely what it is, because you do not have access or any way of tracking or following what's going on in the interbank Forex market. You don't have any access to what the corporations are doing. You don't have any access to what the dealers are doing. The only access you have is what your online broker tells you and shows you. So you're on the outside of the market and you're trading against your online broker. And they make a lot of money off of retail traders who want to trade Forex. And very few retail traders actually are consistently profitable. Now let's talk about the 24/7 aspect. The Forex markets are closed on the weekends. The Forex markets are not open 24/7. Different Forex markets around the world open for 8 hours and then close, and then the next market opens in another area of the world and then runs for 8 hours and then closes. So there are three zones, 8 hours each, which constitutes 24 hours. So you're moving around the globe. Your dealer is transacting on behalf of them, and they are making profits from your trading. It is very hard to be successful in the Forex trading market because you can't see the other activity and your broker has absolute control over the trading aspects that you're doing. So it is like a casino. You have the house and you're trading against the house, and they will win most of the time and you will lose most of the time, and they will just keep you interested enough to keep having you coming back for more. So if you like to gamble and you like to give away your money, then Forex is probably right for you. If you want to really make money in any of the financial markets, you need to start with an instrument that has a known reliability factor and that's an actual asset that you can own. Currency trading is not based on an asset, so there's no underlying asset for you to own. And that is what makes Forex trading one of the highest risk of all for retail traders. The lowest risk investments will always have an asset beneath them that you're trading so that you can hold on to that asset and wait for the value to increase. The highest risk trading instruments are those where there is no asset beneath the trade transaction. So what you have to be aware of is that there's a lot of promotions about Forex going around the internet, and you're being told that there's all kinds of money to be made and that it's very liquid and therefore it's a great liquid market and it's open 24/7, so that makes it easier for you to trade. None of these are a reasonable factor that makes it viable for you. Sure, it's liquid, but that has no bearing on whether you're successful or not. The stock market is very liquid. There are some areas and some stocks that are not as liquid, but there are plenty of stocks to choose from. Other markets that are good are mutual funds, ETFs, and so on, because there's an underlying value there, and you can always get your money back or most of it. With Forex, there's no way to get your money back. There's no asset base to begin with. These are currencies, and it's strictly trading, so it's a very high-risk situation for most retail traders, and you need to really not get caught up in the hype. A lot of people complain that the markets are not fair to retail traders, or they're not safe, or that they get scammed, and the reason is because most of the time, you are not doing as you need to, and that is checking and making sure that you understand fully what you're doing. There's about 3.9 trillion actions going on every day in the Forex market, but the bulk of this is totally unavailable to you. Now, the Forex market is getting more controlled, but that is not going to help you much because you are not inside the current Forex market. You're on the outside, and you will forever remain on the outside of the Forex market. Forex has a lot of different things that it trades. It trades forwards, it trades foreign exchange swaps, it has currency swaps, and it has options and other products. And those are also not necessarily available to you because you are trading against your online broker. The banks do not want retail traders to be anywhere near their activities, and this will never happen. So you can expect that there won't be much changes going on in the Forex retail market, which is online broker against retail trader. And you will always have some worry there. A lot of investors think, well, maybe I should invest in foreign exchange because that's going to help me balance my portfolio, and I would advise against it. If you want to have some investments in currencies, you can always use some ETFs or ETNs to do so. But it is a bad idea to consider Forex as your primary trading instrument if you have no or very little experience trading. Learning to trade successfully in any financial market requires education and experience. To assume that you could go to a weekend seminar or take a course for a week and suddenly you're going to be as proficient as a professional who studied for 10 years how to trade is unrealistic. Many retail traders think that they can just learn this really quickly and it's very easy and that they'll be profitable, and then they get very angry when it's not. And the problem is their expectations for learning the trading process are just off the charts. You can't learn how to trade in 1 week. You can't learn how to trade in 1 month. It will take more time. The average professional spends 10 years or longer learning to trade the markets after they graduated from an Ivy League college or university and earned their financial services degree. They come out of college or the universities with a financial degree that basically has no experience or no training in trading. And if they want to become a proprietary desk trader or professional trader, they have to then dig in and do the hard work of learning how to trade, and it takes a long time. If you start with stocks instead of Forex or some of the harder trading instruments, you will have an advantage right from the get-go because stocks are the easiest of all of the financial instruments to learn to trade. They also have an underlying asset which doesn't just simply disappear or you lose the entire value because it becomes obsolete or the contract expires. You have to be reasonable in your expectations. You have to understand that you're going into an area where people who are the professionals spend an enormous amount of time and a huge amount of money learning how to be successful. You cannot shortcut the learning process, but you can choose a trading instrument that is far easier to learn to trade than Forex. Stock traders can usually learn to be consistently successful in 3 to 6 months or longer. It depends on you, what you already know, how seriously you take it, and how well you practice on a simulator. Just jumping into the Forex market pretty much guarantees that you're going to lose money at some point. You may get lucky for a few days, and then you're going to start losing money. I have only spoken to one or two out of thousands and thousands of people that they claimed they made money on the Forex. Even professional proprietary desk Forex traders have to spend an enormous amount of time and many years to learn how to trade it because it is so complex. You have to understand the economy and the relationship between the two economies of those countries. You have to understand the currencies between the two countries. You have to understand the political and social strife between the two countries. You have to understand the valuations of the currencies. You have to understand what the banks are doing between the two currencies. And you have to have access to this kind of information. Plus, most of you do not have a college or university degree in economics, politics, social functionality, and all the other financial services. You don't have several degrees in all these different areas. So it's going to take you a very long time to acquire this information. And just jumping into Forex or other hard trade instruments just makes it much harder and much more difficult and much more disappointing because you lose money. And nobody wants to buy an investment and lose money. If you want to trade the markets, you have to start where you're going to have the highest degree of success, where it's proven over time that most people can be successful, and that's with stocks and stock options. Futures, Forex, commodities are much harder to learn to trade because there are more variations of what's going on. With a stock, there's just the stock charts and the company financials to watch. And if you combine those two, because stock charts nowadays can also have the financials of the company, which is awesome because now you have it all in one place. With currencies, you're going to have to be checking all these different variables, all these different aspects, and you don't have access to all the information you need to have to make the good decision. So you spend all your time guessing. You guess it's going to go this way, or you guess it's going to go that way. And right now the dollar is rising, but it's also going to correct from time to time. So now that's going to create a lot of volatility in the currency markets. And it's going to make it even harder to be successful as a retail trader. Your online brokers are trading against you. It's a conventional house, casino-type trading venue. If you like to gamble and you don't mind losing money, then have at it. But if you really want to be successful in trading some sort of financial market, you need to start where you have the highest potential for success, and that is stock or stock options.
So come to our website, sign up, and watch what you can do. You will be amazed. I'm Martha Stokes, and that's the radio show for this week.
There's so much emotionally charged hype out there designed to sell newspapers and advertising rather than inform investors and traders. Want entertainment? Buy a newspaper or a magazine or turn on the news. Want investment and trading concepts explained? Look to Technotrader. Technotrader is the gold standard in trading and investing education taught by experienced and accredited professionals. Don't learn to trade from fad-chasing day traders. And certainly don't think you can grow your portfolio by attending a weekend seminar or watching a free video online. Success in the financial markets is attainable, but like any high-paying profession, it requires the proper education to achieve consistent success. Join those happy few who have taken their investing and trading seriously. Call 888-846-5577 or visit technotrader.com.